From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Representatives from 20 countries around the world are in New York today, gathered there for a third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition, weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and opposition. The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to be endorsed by the UN Security Council. The resolution would support the plan for a political transition and a proposed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is chairing today's U.N. meeting. Meantime, the U.N. Security Council has turned up the heat on the self-proclaimed Islamic State, strengthening international measures to cut the flow of cash to the group's war chest. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the U.N.
The U.N. Security Council has turned its attention to the group's biggest vulnerability, its bank account, ratcheting up efforts to weaken the terrorists by keeping cash out of their hands. The Council is hoping its action will cut off the group's ability to use the international financial system to move money and pay for supplies and fighters. It also will help with the imposition of targeted sanctions and oblige states to report on what they are doing to combat terrorist financing. In its efforts to combat terrorism, the international community aims to make sure there is no safe haven for terrorist financing. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Rwandans are at the polls today voting on a referendum to allow President Paul Kagame to run for as many as three more terms in office. The ballot question asks for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, and it would make an exception for Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term, as well as two more 5-year terms after that. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today, meeting with U.S. military commanders and Afghan officials. This visit comes as a new Afghan political group is pressuring the Kabul government to do more to stabilize the strife-torn country. Carter arrived amid an intensified Taliban insurgency and new concerns over Islamic State loyalists whose emergence has complicated U.S.-led efforts to stabilize Afghanistan. The secretary traveled to Jalalabad, the capital of eastern Nangarhar province, where several hundred U.S. soldiers are stationed, to express American gratitude to service personnel.
I'm here partly to wish our service members a happy holiday, because it's obviously holiday time for us, and remembering that they're here and not at home, but that they're here doing a noble thing, which is working with our Afghan partners and the rest of our coalition partners to help Afghanistan protect it and build itself, and at the same time be an enduring friend.
The U.S. base in Jalalabad, called Operating Base Fenty, is engaged in training, logistics, and counterterrorism activities. Pro-IS extremists have conducted attacks against local security forces in the province and are said to have seized control of a few remote districts. The International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land this year is expected to top the 1 million mark next week. The Geneva-based agency, in a statement today marked as International Migrants Day, said that 990,761 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About 800,000 crossed from Turkey to Greece, and among them, more than half, 455,000, are Syrian. IOM spokesman Joel Millen said that 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to Greek islands Wednesday, and the organization estimates the 1 million mark will be reached by next Tuesday.
IOM estimates that the million-person mark will pass. This is almost five times last year's level, which is extraordinary. We also want to point out that these very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
The IOM said daily arrivals continue in the thousands despite the colder temperatures and dangerous ocean seas. A Dutch appeals court has ruled a group of Nigerian farmers can sue an international oil company, Royal Dutch, for pollution. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.